Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor sitting in Captain Scott Shank. And man, I'm sitting here looking at the sun and I'm going,
you know what's in a month? Daylight savings. Yes, bring on. I'm in shorts. Not in jeans and a big old fur woolen jacket or anything.
So I don't think we're going to see the sun much for the next 4 days, though.
Dude, how about this whole week?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, fog has been brutal.
It's been a look, here's the deal. We have had some amazing January and Februarys the last 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And our summer fishing, well, I totally should take that back. Last year was brutal. Last year was just awful.
Way too hot, way too.
Two years ago, the offshore fishing was like stupid good, mm-hmm. you know. So we're sacrificing some days now mm-hmm. to maybe have an awesome April and May and bring the bait back. And
this happens. I mean, we have February weather, you know, every year. Mm-hmm. There'd be a run of 3 or 4 days that it's, you know, 70, 75 degrees.
Right. But we haven't had a 70, 75 degree day, you know, a true 75. You know, like all day. I mean, we're getting, unfortunately, we're getting more and more reports of snook floating.
Bad.
I just didn't want to hear that. But I don't think it's hurt them. You know,
we just had one heck of a bad run last week. And
yeah.
That's what did it.
Right. Right.
I'm not saying that because we've had freezes well into March.
Yeah.
But I kind of sort of feel that we've kind of climbed that mountain and are on the backside of it. I'm not saying that we're not going to have cold mornings, but I have a hard time believing that we're going to have any huge deep freezes anymore like we had last week.
You grew up here. I grew up here. Some of the worst freezes I've ever seen were in March.
But I'm just hoping.
Listen, the reason that breaks my heart is because of the guys that are in, you know, citrus, the guys in Georgia that their peach trees were blooming out, and all of a sudden they have no crop mm-hmm. whatsoever done.
Potatoes?
Yeah, potatoes, absolutely.
Because by then they're getting good stuff put
on. So I remember, you know, those freezes, yeah. but it's not a normal thing.
No. But if it does happen, it's
devastating. Yeah. It's not devastating this time of year.
Nope.
You know, because there's nothing. Now, I don't know about you, but I noticed something on my black truck today.
You see the pollen?
Yes,
all
sir,
over
buddy.
My windshield.
All over. I was like, holy cow, here we go.
This tree here should be getting serious here in a little while.
Yep. So, I noticed that. I fished this week.
I did too.
I did. I told you I've made 2 boat payments on my new boat and I hadn't even gone fishing.
2 boat payments for 2 hours. That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah. So I got it out for the first time, the new Sea Fox, and I'm still just in my mind. I don't get it. I don't understand why they're not making that boat anymore. I just don't. You and I both have one.
I told you, I'm keeping mine.
Yeah.
I'm going to run the snot out of putting engines on it.
Yeah. They're
by far the greatest riding boat I've ever been on.
Yeah. They're just, people, and it's funny, just so people associate us with sponsorships and stuff like that. And, you know, there are
some things we'd get.
Yeah, there are some things, but there and there are charter captains or TV personalities that get boats for free. We're not one of them. Mm-mm. All right, we have to go buy our boats. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and does Whalen Bay take care of us on certain things? Sure. You know, I mean, absolutely. You get a little percentage off here and there because, you know, that people see it every day. But it's always amazing to me. And look, this is my seventh one. This is my seventh Sea Fox.
I should have been six and I'm five.
Yeah, seventh one. And I tell people it's the best riding bay boat that I've ever been in. And they're like, oh, you're just – I know. I'm not just saying that. It truly is. And I'm so happy to have probably the last one that they made. And it's I took it out. Carrie and I took my wife fishing yesterday, and we had such a great time. And one thing, I went 1 year without the Sea Fox. Mm-hmm. I had the Shearwater last mm-hmm. year, and so I wasn't aware of the upgrades that they made in the 2021s or the 2020s, and when I started going through this boat, oh, dude, the upgrades that they made are the stuff that you and I talk about all the time. The friction hinges are just like...
Those things are a godsend.
They are awesome.
You don't get your hand slammed
no.
on while you're trying to put kingfish
no.
in the boat.
No,
or,
no.
And it's flopping all over the place.
You know, the one thing that you, like and folks, I'm sure that if you have a boat or whatever, the a lot of the front live wells have that spring in them.
They last a week.
Yeah, they last a week, and because people try to close the lid, and the spring breaks, or it rusts, and it gets all nasty. And this one, I didn't even realize it. I went to put my bait in there yesterday and opened it up, and I went, oh, you got to be kidding me. It's got a friction hinge in it.
I know. I got to go get one put in mine.
Yeah,
mine had a spring.
I was like, yes.
I know.
This is great,
I know.
So anyway, it was fun. It was fun getting out. The tide was perfect for what I wanted to do yesterday, uh-huh. simply for the fact that I knew it was going to be foggy, and we'll have that conversation because the fog. And it worked out great because we had a low tide around 1:30, 2 o'clock yesterday, so we didn't need to leave until 11 o'clock, which gave it time. And it didn't burn off.
Never.
It didn't burn off, but at least
it
you could.
It just got higher and higher.
That's right.
It eased it off the water. And
yeah,
went
that's
higher.
Right. That's right. And
top of the roofs, it was still foggy though.
Yeah, and it's so funny because you and I did a lot of deliveries today for Captain's Choice Tackle, and went and saw our customers and stuff like that, and we were on the way. We spent what 2 or 3 hours mm-hmm. together. We talked to a lot of charter captains and. And the whining and the moaning and then you that like they add in the gnat thing that they're all just getting eaten up, you know, because this is, you know, people always think about summertime and gnats. It ain't nothing in the summertime compared to what it is right now. When you get a warm day, November through February, you get a warm day, and then if it's foggy, I don't know what gnats like about it. But they come out of the woodworks, and they're looking for somebody to eat.
One of the charter captains, you heard him, he said his clients ended up in the hospital because they're all swollen up from them.
Yeah. And that was one thing yesterday because Carrie will totally swell up.
Really?
I mean.
From the sand nets.
Daggum right.
Really?
Yeah. So she was, you know, long sleeve, you know, hoodie on. But it was interesting where we were. Now, we were fishing in the main ditch.
Yep.
You know, I wasn't going up in the creeks and stuff like that because I knew that mm-hmm. the bugs were probably bad. We didn't have much of an issue with them.
Nope, I didn't either.
No, but it was the crazy thing. Whenever you fish in that kind of conditions with a fog, it's like the sun comes out, dude. You're taking mm-hmm. your jacket off. You're like, oh my god, it's hot. You know, and all of a sudden it gets foggy, and you're like, dude, it's freezing.
On the way home yesterday at 4:30, 5 o'clock. When I got to the boat ramp, I literally could take – I felt like I got out of the shower. I took my hand and rubbed it across the top of my head and had to go like that, like you're splatting mud off of you.
Yeah.
I was just – I mean, I didn't bring a rain jacket.
And real quick before we take a break, story, and I'm sure you've never been there, San Francisco, California.
No.
When I was caddying on the tour, the U.S. Open was at the Olympic Club in San Francisco, July. And we played the Westchester Open in New York City the week before, and it was like 98. It was brutal. I was so flipping hot. So I'd never been to California. I think California, think bikinis, I think
Baywatch.
Beaches. Yeah. So we fly into San Francisco and get there, and it was foggy, and it was like 40.
Really?
No. It was one of the coldest places I've ever been on Earth, dude. I mean, I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
I didn't have any clothing for that, but it was the same way. It would be foggy and brutally cold, and all of a sudden the sun would come out, and it was like, oh, my God, I'm dying.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, I didn't like that weather at all. It was no fun. 641-1010, 641-1010. I guess we're going to talk to Captain Leon Daly. He got to go do catch somebody off the water. Somebody broke down.
Somebody broke down or something.
Yeah
I got a quick text.
Yeah. So we'll find out what went on with Captain Leon Dana right here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Hey, speaking of Moe's, if you're down around St. Augustine, breakfast now. Breakfast. Yep. So, yes, absolutely. Fluffy eggs, shredded cheese, grilled steak and chicken, and salsa if you want. No more cold cereal for you, bro. Yeah, that's kind of right up our wheelhouse.
Well, it's healthy. I mean, truly, you know, I mean, the older we get, we got to watch what we eat. I mean, and when they, you know.
You think?
My omelets, you know, omelets and stuff now are like tomatoes and onions in it. It's not, you know, it's not
ham
5 pounds
cheese.
Of bacon and 2 pounds of ham. I mean, I look like I do that, but I truly don't. I don't eat all that much at all.
I get it. So, We talked about this on the outdoor show on Saturday.
Okay.
And, you know, talking to Kirk out of Mayport and stuff. And I think February for us small boaters, okay, we totally stay in touch with the guys that are wahoo fishing. We get it, okay? It's that time of year. But February is probably our slowest month.
By far.
You know, yeah. There's no bait to you know. I know that the guys in Mayport, they sheepshead fish a lot this time of year, you know.
I truly have just never promoted January and February when people talk to me.
No. I mean,
because it's such a weather window.
Yeah.
For you to come down here, like we talked about before,
right.
You got to call me the day you show up in St. Augustine
right.
for the week, because it might take 2 or 3 or 4 days for me to get you out.
All right. Leon said he's trying to call in, so we'll get Leon up here.
Yeah.
But, yes, so if you know,
and I'm not fishing this fog right now. I'm telling you.
I know. It was just Carrie and I yesterday trying to put some hours on the boat, and I knew it was foggy, and I knew if I left at 11:30, 12 o'clock, you got a 2-3 hour window, and we had a low tide. We just happened to have – even if it was high tide, I didn't care. We were just trying to put some hours on the boat and chill. But February's just tough, man. I mean, let's bring Leon up in this conversation, because it looked like he had a good day today. Leon, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good evening. Sorry about that. I just got in the truck.
No, you're good.
It's okay.
You're good.
We'll forgive you.
Yeah.
Don't let it happen again.
Can't leave anyone behind, you know.
Yeah.
No. So, what was you had a buddy call you? I mean, you were on the ramp, getting ready to go home, and somebody was broke down?
I was kissing babies, shaking hands, about to leave, and Cameron calls me, and he goes, my motors will not run. I'm like, all right, did you try X, Y, and Z? And he goes, yes. And I said, let me put the boat back in the water. And there is a particular reason why I always carry an extra pack of multi-pack fuses, regular size. And lo and behold, got all the way back to him, back into the creek. Popped his cowling, and he had blown a fuse. And as soon as I changed out that 20-amp fuse, it cranked right up. So, you know, that's a good little tip you know.
And now you look like a hero.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Right now.
I was gonna say, what are you headed back to Cameron's house for dinner now, or what?
Did you hear what I said?
No.
The cats were getting bad in that creek.
Oh yeah. Oh my God! I bet they were getting eaten up. Holy.
They had no bug spray either.
Oh my gosh. What is he doing? He's lived here long enough to know that.
Yeah.
Well, he learned a valuable lesson. A, carry bug spray, and B, keep a spare pack of fuses in your boat.
Huh.
So is it a little boat or the big boat?
Little boat.
Okay.
Yeah, that little F-70 Maverick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on, I got to ask. Was he in one of your holes?
Yeah, yeah. Being that y'all fishing together all the time.
Let me put it this way. I think he was, because he was really close to one of them, but he came out on trolling motor.
Oh, yeah, he ain't stupid.
Good man.
Yeah.
See, he's smarter than you think.
Yeah, I don't want Leon to catch. I'm not gonna call him until we get out of here, guys.
Hey, man, we gotta do something. Paddle.
Yeah.
Why don't you get out and start swimming? I don't care, but
right.
We gotta pull away from here so we don't get caught. I can see it now. Cameron ain't stupid.
Yeah.
Can you, boy? If I'd have caught him in that hole, I'll let you stay in here all night long, boy.
How's those nets treating you right now, Cameron? Yeah.
I got to tell you a funny story. So, anyhow, Leon buzzes me, last Friday. And he buzzed me, and Cameron was on the boat and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know me, I give hell to everybody. And Leon's just calling me every name in the book as he's coming down the river, and my charter's looking. He goes, are we going to get in a fight or nothing? I said, yeah. I said, just sit back. So Cameron's got these ski goggles on.
Uh-huh.
So I said, damn, that's the biggest mosquito I've ever seen on your boat, and I'm just wearing him out. And my charter's going, what are you doing?
Damn.
I said, don't worry about it. So who was that you were talking to? I said, Cameron Smith. I said, remember, he just placed in the Master.
Came in second. Yeah.
I said, so. And they're, that was Cameron Smith. I said, yeah. Man.
Not like you were going to recognize him.
Yeah, not like you were going to recognize him, but yeah, that's the Aussie.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Anyhow, I don't know, Cameron made some smart comments, but yeah, everything was good. We had fun with him.
There's all good give and take.
I love that, man. He's funny.
I think some of the best times we have are in the bait migration when we line up on the rocks.
Yes.
And I mean, we're throwing bait at each other, just having a ball, you know, just wearing each other out. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And it really, I agree with you, but when I'm 10 feet from you and you're wearing the fish out and my guys aren't catching anything, I'm sorry, but that is not fun at all.
Nope. Or if a spinner shark passes by me and jumps in next to your boat, that also has an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can be painful. That's when you pull off and go, hey, slide in here for a minute and I'm going to go get more bait.
Yep, and you've always obliged to do that. Yes, that you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Leon, fishing's been slow. That's all. I mean, that's just the only thing that you could say. I mean, and it's really been slow for 2 weeks. But it you know, from your pictures today, you found a few fish.
Yeah.
I found some good fish today, but just like you say, it has definitely been a hit or a miss. Either you're the bug or you're the windshield one day, you know.
Yeah,
It's either A or B, and I totally agree with you. And just like you say, you know, my water temperature in the valley today was 67 degrees, and last week it was 53.
Right.
I mean, that's just crazy, the amount of change that we have. And that plays hell on the fish by, you know, trying to figure out what their pattern is going to be day to day. And, you know, yes, I got them today. Yesterday, I didn't. You know, I mean, it's hit and miss right now. And I think the biggest problem is just finding a fair weather day that you can get out, and then B, the bite's so hit and miss, you're pulling through all your decks, cards in the deck. You're absolutely right.
I've done this a long time. And
you think?
I've inshore fished my whole life, and this pattern that we're on right now is because I specifically remember talking to you 2 years ago on this show and it was 80 degrees in February, and you were wearing them out. I mean, and you were like, oh my God, this is going to be a great year. And then March, the weather went to the pot, and it was like a high of 55. I mean, I'll never forget that year, and it I kept saying, this is not good. I understand. But when it's this is the way it's supposed to be, and I'm telling you guys, you watch the first 3 days, 2 days of 78 to 82 degrees of weather, when it's consecutive
right.
days.
Right,
you know
right,
what
right,
I mean?
Right,
whenever we get a little pattern,
a little 3 day run,
a little 3 day run, this fishery will be unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. You're
Yes, you're going to go to spots and you're going to go, well, where did the drum and the trout and the sheep's head and the red, where did they all come from? I don't know.
And I don't understand. We always think that this is trout weather right here.
No. I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
It's 62 to 67 degrees bouncing right now.
Yeah, but...
Where the heck did they go?
No, but you just... Look, I'm just telling you, February, we talked about this earlier in the show, Leon. I mean, if there was a month and honestly, I do. If there's a month that I'm just like, I am not going to do a charter. I'm not. February. It's February.
February.
Because it's
February.
So hit or miss. And you know, you totally have an advantage on us because of the skinny water stuff.
And that's where they're at right now.
Right.
Yeah, you totally have an advantage of that. You know, but our typical, and I don't know, you know, I don't know why all of a sudden in March when the water temperature is, I don't know, 65, 66 degrees, that all of these fish start coming out of these creeks and they get on the main ledge, you know, and all those spots that you fish in the valley, you know, on the main ditch, it's like, oh my God, where'd they all come from? And same thing with St. Augustine South, you know, that's you and I, man.
Yep.
I mean, holy crap.
And now
we got game on,
yeah,
you know. There's nothing. Went down there yesterday. There's nothing.
And the sad thing is I really have to say, because I know that's what you did yesterday, and honestly, truthfully, I enjoy doing it. It's not a glamorous fish. We've talked about this fish before. But honestly, my top number one fish I fish for this time of year is yellowmouth.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
And that's what
yes.
I'm going to go red fishing, but after I hit four or five known spots that they should
and not get a bite,
guess what?
Yeah.
Plans have changed. I'm going deep.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Plans simple.
Right.
That's right. And we did. Carrie and I found a really good bite of yellowmouth trout yesterday, and it was funny because I'm like, I caught the first one, and usually when you catch one, you know they're there.
They're there.
You know, and I asked her, Leon, I was like, you know, do we want to eat some trout? Trout that day is as good as it gets eaten wise. It just is, man. I mean, it's, and
agreed.
She's like, you know, and they were all, I don't know, 12,
14, 15?
Yeah, 12 to 16 inches.
Okay.
You know, and I said, let's keep six for, because we can, you know, they're little thin
great
fillets.
Little fish fingers.
Yep. Oh my gosh, Leon, it was awesome. And then we left them. I said, you know what? We don't need to catch anymore. Let's go. Because I wanted to try some other spots.
Mm-hmm.
Leon, I didn't have a bite in any other spot. I mean,
oh boy.
You know, and again, we're not, it's just Carrie and I, you know, so I'm just kind of bouncing around, putting
yeah.
hours on the new boat, you know, but I was just curious to see if there was any
but
fish
think about
anywhere.
It on a charter.
Oh.
And you bounced six other spots with just you and Carrie, which, I mean, I did that with Captain Steve Cascio yesterday, found one spot and caught, you know, two lower slots.
Oh,
and like five rat reds, and that was it.
Leon, let me tell you, if I was on a charter, those yellowmouth were in trouble yesterday.
Oh, yeah. That bottom, you're going to be cleaning a lot of trout yesterday.
Yeah. Yep. 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 But it was.
Scotty, that it, was good
it's,
seeing you yesterday.
Pleasure seeing you, sir. I stayed around a little bit too long. I saw y'all both heading back north, and Steve and I was sitting there and hanging out, and we left Pine Island about 4:45.
Oh.
And we got close to St. Augustine. Now, check this one out, Leon. I didn't tell you about this.
That
so we
fog?
Get down there by St. Augustine, and that fog just completely went to whiteout. Couldn't
yep.
see.
Right.
Next thing I know, we're following the dock line,
mm-hmm.
okay? And all of a sudden, I see this big houseboat-looking thing. And I go, what the hell is that? There's this big, huge float out in the middle of the river. Leon, they're having a sailboat race, and there was 9 sailboats between Robinson Creek and Comanche Cove. Talk about looking like a pinball machine trying to navigate through all them, because they're on the sale.
Yeah.
They don't have hardly any running lights except,
You can't see that high.
Well, it's in a mast. It's 70 feet in the air. How the hell am I supposed to see you? You know?
Yeah.
And it was like, who was foolish enough to say, hey, boys, let's go ahead and leave the dock when it's been foggy all day. Let's go have a boat race at 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So that was spooky.
Yep,
and sure. Getting across the inlet. That's the only other place that really scared me.
It's awful.
Because we all have GPSs, so we know how to follow the buoy line. What scared the heck out of me was, I don't know what's coming from south. I don't know who's coming in from the east.
I'm telling you right now, fog is brutal.
I'm scared to death of fog. I did not fish at all, and I will not fish at all in fog.
Yep. Yeah. It's one thing to... Yeah, I mean, Leon, like you... If you left Palm Valley, you could kind of run the edge of the ditch and watch the shoreline and stuff. But the problem is, okay, now we've stopped, we're fishing, and you hear a boat coming, mm-hmm. and they're doing the same thing that you're doing. They're running the edge of that ditch, and you're on
no one's going to hear you yell.
You're on pins and needles. No.
No one's going to hear you yell.
No. And right now, folks, it is bad. It's
ground.
It is
ground.
No
there's nothing.
Bad.
There's
yep.
nothing.
Yep.
And then you get that sun that's up real high, but the fog's laying on the water, and it puts that sheen in your eyes
mm-hmm.
that will literally blind you. It's like literally looking into the sun.
Yeah.
You can't see.
And not only that, but when you have your glasses on, Leon, everything's fogged up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I need a windshield wipers on mine. That dew was settling so hard yesterday. And the funny thing was, because I got up in the middle of the night, and anyhow, walked outside, and it was, 1:30 in the morning. And the dew was, or the fog was so heavy, it sounded like rain coming down on the roof.
I know it.
It was crazy.
Yeah. All right, Leon, go home. I'm glad that you made it through, last week. I know you were a little late mm-hmm. getting to the house, and it's good to hear your voice.
Yeah. Hey, it's all good. I appreciate you guys holding on for me.
All right, buddy. See ya.
We'll only do that for you, Leon.
And so will Cameron.
641. Yeah. All right, buddy. Be good. 641-1010. 641-1010. You listen to the Moe's Southwest Girl Fishing Forecast right here on 1010 XL. Captain Scott Shank. I'm Captain Kevin Faber. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Kevin Faber, I'm Captain Scott Shank. We are now, thankfully, on from 6 to 7 on Thursday nights.
On 1010XL.
On 1010XL.
Yep.
And it's a great thing, because look, the sun's just starting to go down, and it's...
And daylight saving time is coming.
Huh? Four more weeks?
Four more weeks. Can't Chip, wait. What's up?
What's up, guys?
I hey,
got
buddy.
That about the sailboat mast, Kevin. I caught that.
The what?
About the sailboat mast, being able to see him.
Yes. You get that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of a nut.
Hey, so Carrie and I did something on Friday evening we haven't done in months. We went out to eat.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Which we, Carrie and I don't go out to eat much. Or anyway, all right.
You know,
because wife Chip, is one of the most unbelievable cooks, and people are like, yeah, everybody says that about their wife. Well, look, I'm just telling you,
she's pretty damn good.
Yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, we went to the new restaurant on Boat Dicks Road, which was the
Dicks
old
Boat
creek
Yard
side,
Road, which the old creek side, which is Nathan Stewart's new restaurant.
Nathan Stewart's new restaurant.
St. Augustine
Fish
House.
And when I saw the address, because I have not been to the new Fish Bites, the trading post, and I was like, cool. We actually had to park in their parking lot.
They got a big old ice machine there now, too. You see that?
Yeah, I did see that. But I got to tell you, man, the store from the outside, that whole thing, that whole vision of whoever, it looks really good, man.
Dude. Fish Bites Trading Post and Liars Club.
The Liars Club.
How about that?
Yeah,
I mean, they got the front porch set up with chairs so you can tell lies.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, yeah. That was cool. And like I said, I honestly, Gosh, I know people are like, oh, you live in St. Augustine, you haven't been. I don't go that way.
No, well, there's a reason, and I don't come Kevin's way.
Yeah, usually the traffic's terrible, but I want to get in there and see the new store because the outside of it just
gorgeous.
looked fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a nice place. I mean, you feel very comfortable when you go in too. Very comfortable with the people in there. They just treat you like $1 million. I love the place. I'm actually doing a seminar there on Saturday, the weekend of the 28th of this month, on Inshore. So
2:00.
Hopefully my tactics will work for the rest of the month.
Yeah, exactly.
You better be ready for heckling because you're going to have two magpies in the background heckling you.
Oh, that's awesome.
We'll go there at 2 o'clock. Can you imagine sitting in the background just heckling Chip the whole time?
Yes, that would
be
great.
Asking stupid questions?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
That's fine.
So give
you
me
tie a three-way swivel to that thing when you do it?
Yes, is that what you're going to
ask?
I was going to ask you an example of a question.
Yeah. I'm going to wear him out. I sit in the back. I did it to his last one, too.
That's fine.
Everybody's looking
Bring
like,
it.
Who's this guy? I went, here we go.
Look, everybody knows Scotty's voice now, Chip. You're okay.
Yeah. Well, he got mad at me yesterday because I didn't see him in Cascio's boat.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you passed right by me. Passed right by me at 38 Creek. Never even waved. Never said nothing. So I called him.
Well, how would you expect him to know who you were?
Because I yelled at him. I'm a big fat guy in the front of a boat. You can't tell me you don't know who the hell I am.
Short.
He's on
short
the,
fat
big,
guy.
Yeah, he's on the starboard side of the boat.
Yes.
I didn't see him. You know, I didn't.
Yes.
Literally. I just saw a boat and pulled up with my clients. I was like, I'm ready to fish. You know.
Yeah. I mean,
I call him right away.
I knew you called him right away. Like, and Chip's probably
really?
Going, Scott, really? Where are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You know how it is.
I do. No. I know exactly. Well, you didn't wave at me, but you can't see me over here. Yeah, absolutely.
We're right across the bank from each other, and he didn't even say hello. I went, okay, whatever.
Did you give him a little wave?
I gave him the wave.
With the little hand?
The little hand.
Yeah, okay.
Little
all
hand.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Fat.
No,
guy,
it was,
yeah, little,
I agree with you, Kevin. It's going to go off.
It is.
My springs.
It is.
You know, I went back
mean,
and looked at my books, and it's, you know, because I keep notes. And
we all do.
When we have a cold winter, always when we have a cold winter and the spring fires off. If we have a warm winter, usually March and April can be meh, you know, and then
yep.
It starts to fire off. So, you know, but what I'm seeing as far as schools of redfish,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yes.
We've got a great fishery. That's all I can say. You know, getting them to eat right now is a little different story. But, you know, yesterday my clients were like, I think you're making that up. I'm like, those are redfish. You see them? And then finally they got wind of it. They're like, oh, yeah. They
did you see that school that I called you about?
No, we saw – well, actually we did, but it was almost a half a mile north is what I saw.
Okay.
So I got to ask you because we were talking to Captain Zach Timmons today, and he reiterated what Scott said, and it happened to be in the same creek, which is south of here, south of St. Augustine, not very far south, but and he came across quite a few dead snook.
Gotcha.
But it's in the same creek that Scott saw dead snook last week. Have you seen any dead snook?
I have not seen any, and Jonathan caught one or two of them yesterday.
Okay, okay. I think that's a – there's something going on.
It might be – you know where it is. It's Moses Creek,
yeah.
Chip.
Is
north of 206.
No, the freshwater doesn't bother them. That's
yeah,
weird.
It should. But they were all right there, and Zach was way – I mean, he went on into it a good little ways – And Kevin was with me today. We were doing stuff. And he said they dotted the bank all the way down. Like I told you, I saw one in the mouth of it when I went in the canoe with Steve last week.
But that's the only creek,
that
Chip,
been
that we've – and there were some reports, like you said, today they caught some fish and some reports of them being caught around the bridges last week.
Yeah.
So I think we're okay.
Weird. That's really strange, though.
Maybe that creek is just, but it's got a lot of deep holes, but it is shallow. But, I mean, it's got every corner in that place is deep.
Yeah, it's really deep.
I mean, there's some.
But there's something
holes.
Going on there, salinity-wise, or something else.
Something
that
threw it
that,
off.
Yeah, something threw it off because I just haven't. And I don't think it's gotten that cold. Do you, Chip? Do you think it's gotten No.
We got down to, I think the coldest I saw was like 51, maybe. Yeah, 50. It was 50.8 at Palm Valley Bridge. That was the coldest water temperatures I saw.
And those those fish can get in deep water at 50.8.
I would think it'd probably make it through.
And make it through. Yeah.
I think so.
And not only that, but they're old enough and been here long enough now that they've kind of adapted, you know, to a certain point.
Yeah.
If it gets down to 45, 46, they're done,
right.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
But it takes some extremely cold weather.
Maybe they got hung up on the flat or something,
something
like that?
Something. I don't know. Something's weird about that because that's why I wanted to ask you, Chip, because that's the second report that we've had of snook floating. Wait a minute. They're at the same damn creek, you know.
But if you think about it, do our math. It's what low tide today, let's just say, down that way was like 3 o'clock or so.
Right.
Well, this time last week when I first told you about one and Zach seeing them yesterday – well, that puts it at having like a low tide at like 7 o'clock at night and in the morning.
I mean,
could that – I mean, just because there wasn't no heat?
I don't know.
And they were caught?
Yep. Mm.
But, well, they're ectothermic, all fish are, so they're going to have the same body temperature as the water. You know, and I guess, you know, somebody, that could have been the old strain of snook that we had that happened.
It could have been.
It could have been. Through it
yet,
you know.
Yep. Let me ask you guys this too, because this week was the first day that I've been out in a while. Have you seen any effects on the mangrove trees?
No.
Good.
I haven't. They look like they're growing like crazy.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
All that south stuff is incredible.
I saw there's a spot of fish that has had three small ones. I mean, they weren't maybe a foot high, and I looked at them yesterday, and I was like, wait, is this the spot? Because they're big. And I'm like, wow. I mean, they're starting to grow north, starting to come north, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like
to. All right, so I was thinking about this, Chip, and I wanted to ask you this question tonight. Because you've done this, and I don't know that Scott's done this. When you snook fish southwest Florida, or even the west side of Florida, but mostly southwest Florida, whenever you book a charter, the captain will show up and his boat will be filthy. Because he's thrown the net on pilchards, greenies.
Yep.
He's totally packed. He's totally packed the live well. And you go to the mangrove trees. You anchor up at that time. But when I fished it, obviously, they still had anchors. And you live bait chum. That's what you do.
Sling them.
You sling them. Exactly.
Yep, sling
them. Do you think that we're to the point that we could do that here?
I don't see
it because the reason I ask, it just hit me. You know, in Palm Valley, during the summertime, there's millions of pogey pods.
Right,
they're all 2 inches long.
Right.
You can throw the cast net, fill the live well, and run south to some of these creeks that have, or even banks that we know of that have fallen trees and stuff like that. Do you think we could do that this summer, Chip?
I don't doubt you could. One of the things we got to do is I got to get Scotty to teach me the sizes of the nets I need.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we need different size nets.
Yeah. One, the unfortunate thing is we're going to have to order online. They don't make them any bigger that I've seen. Maybe other people do, but I've only seen 6 foot, quarter inch mesh. That's all I've seen.
Gotcha.
I don't see them where they make them any bigger.
I don't want it any bigger, though.
No, but the funny thing is, remember the old 6 foot, one, a quarter inch mesh?
Yes, it's awful.
Dude, that thing weighed 20 pounds if it weighed 10.
We need a high tider, quarter
inch. I think they made those because those guys were throwing in the Keys and the Southwest Coast in deeper areas.
Right.
And they, for maybe, I don't sink faster to cover the score. I don't know what it is, but damn, that net weighed like two. I couldn't throw it.
And it was awful.
It was awful.
Yeah, it was awful. And Chip. You know me as well as anybody. I grew up chum fishing on the beach.
Yeah.
That's how I cut my teeth. So me being thinker, I was like, well, what if I go do that in the intercoastal?
What if I did at the jetties?
Okay, the jetties is one thing, but I fished out of Palm Valley growing up, and all of those little pokey pods were everywhere. And I was thinking, you know what? Okay, so we're fishing for reds and trout, right? And I'm gonna catch me in a little. I took a 5 gallon bucket. Kept some dead out of John boat now, and then I had a 5 gallon bucket with an aerator, and kept my 30 or 40 little guys, 2 inches, and I started chumming. And I wore the fish out. I wore the
That's
fish
awesome.
Out. Yeah. I mean, I caught more redfish and trout by chunking little pogies and throwing them overboard, even in the current. And, you know, I've never done it again.
That's a few live ones off the engine and where they'll
Now, with our boat's chip, we could keep a lot of those baits alive. Mm-hmm. And listen, that's how we make our living offshore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how you get fish fired up. You know, you have two live wells, you pack one. And when you get to your spot, you take your net and you throw out a bunch of live baits, and here we go, boys. And here's the other thing: if you don't see anything eating them, you're like, Raggy, you know.
Hey, Kev, I beat you here. Made a scoop already.
Exactly.
Might want to stop on a short one.
I don't
real
know.
Quick.
Just it's one of those things where you wake up in the middle of the night and I'm thinking, you know, this is something that I used to do, and with the snook population now, and that's the way that they get them fired up. And with the pogie population in Palm Valley, you know, I mean, because, Chip, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I used to catch them all, you know, like number 9, number 5. You see all those little schools of pogies.
Well, you know, that and when those little mullet, because that's the whole reason I had that that quarter-inch mesh net was for flounder fishing in June and July when those little knuckle mullet, right, Chip?
But you know as well as I do, a pogie goes out there and spins around.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, and the mullet, he's...
He's going to take off.
He's taking off, you know. I mean, so. Yeah.
No, but I mean, that was the only reason I bought it was for flounder fishing so I could catch mullet.
All right.
We got to do that. I know the spot for it, too.
We're going to it. I know a spot for it, too.
I'll order one. You want me to order a net? I'll order a net.
Yeah, I'm going to look for a 6-foot high tide or quarter inch.
Quarter inch
is
mesh.
What we need, Chip. But we need a light net. Okay. We don't need a heavy net. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna. I'm serious, Chip. We're gonna do that this spring.
I want to take you, and you can take me to yours. So
I want to. Yeah, I'll take you to mine. Absolutely. All right, brother. We got to run. That was great conversation.
Thanks, buddy.
See you. Bye. 641-1010. 641-1010. Listen to the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, and welcome Fish Bites.
Welcome Fish Bites.
We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
So I hope that you enjoyed the sunshine today.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. It was kind of warm. I was in shorts.
Yeah, I know. Man, there's like... For the next,
it's looking skunky.
For the next 5 days, man.
Yep. I moved everything Friday and Saturday. I moved to next Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. And I know that it's an extended forecast, but next, like Thursday through Monday, looks beautiful. But man, for the next few days, it does not look good. Not much wind. 10 to 15 out of the northeast tomorrow. Chance of showers. And then Saturday, northeast 10 to 15, diminishing to 5 to 10. Showers likely. Sunday, northeast winds 5 to 10. Showers likely and thunderstorms. Monday, same thing, northeast winds 5 to 10. So there's not much wind in it.
No, but it's just a warm front that's moving north.
Yeah, and it's just going to rain.
Rain.
Yeah.
I mean, like St. Augustine, we're supposed to have like 5-6 inches in the next 4 days combined.
Not what we need.
No.
You know? No.
Even though, it helps us forest fires.
That's right.
In March and April.
Yeah, it does. It does.
No, I get that point of it.
Yeah. Dry late winters, early spring sometimes are not good for fires by no means, but it looks like that.
We got to talk to Paul Dozier today real quick.
We did.
Saw him weighing in a few wahoos.
Yep.
It's only been the second day of his tournament. Well, second day really that they could
fish. Yeah, I guess Saturday was the first day.
And it was rough as snot.
And somebody went out.
But anyhow, what do you say? 65 is winning it.
Yeah.
63's in second.
Yep.
Of course, it's only been a couple days, but good to see Paul Dozier. Talked to him today with the Wally Shootout.
And you'll be doing the Nimnik Outdoor Show with us on Saturday.
We're going to have fun.
You and I and Loggeman. So, folks, make sure you join us for 7 to 10 on 1010XL 92.5 FM on Saturday morning. Myself, Captain Scott Shank, Captain Kirk, he's going to be in Charleston, South Carolina with his lovely wife.
good for him.
So they're going a little vacay. So, yeah, stay dry.
Yeah.
Folks, thanks for joining us here on the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Y'all have a great weekend. See ya.
See ya.